From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Global markets rebounded Tuesday after China's central bank cut its key interest rate to support growth in the world's second largest economy. Earlier, China's main stock index closed sharply lower for a fourth day. European markets recovered almost all of their losses from Monday, with most rising at least 4%, while U.S. stocks were expected to open higher and oil prices traded higher. Hours after Shanghai's stock index slumped to close at 7.6% lower, adding to Monday's 8.5% loss and taking the benchmark to its lowest level since December 15th, the central bank swung into action. South Korea has halted propaganda broadcasts into North Korea after Pyongyang expressed regret over a recent landmine explosion that wounded two South Korean soldiers. The agreement reached Tuesday after marathon talks diffused the latest confrontation on the Korean Peninsula. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
This was obviously a compromise by both sides. And again, I think that's not insignificant all by itself. We hope that it will contribute to decreased tensions, and we're just going to have to see how it plays out.
The two Koreas also agreed to hold talks soon on improving ties more than 60 years after an armistice ending the Korean War. Authorities in Spain and Morocco arrested 14 people Tuesday. They say were part of a network to recruit fighters to join the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. Spain's Interior Ministry said the arrest took place in San Martin de la Vega, just south of Madrid, and in five locations in northern Morocco, including Casablanca, Fez, and Nador. The ministry did not give further details. This is VOA News. A strong typhoon brought strong winds and flooding rains to southern Japan Tuesday. Authorities advised more than 100,000 people to leave their homes as Typhoon Goni produced wind gusts of up to 180 kilometers per hour. The storm left more than 20 people injured in Japan and forced cancellations of flights and train service. Forecasters expect the typhoon to continue moving north toward the middle of the Sea of Japan by early Wednesday. Police in Hungary reported Tuesday that a record number of migrants had crossed into the country, while the United Nations Refugee Agency says it estimates thousands more people were following a similar path. Hungary has registered more than 100,000 migrants in 2015. That's more than double the number from last year. Authorities said 2,100 crossed the border on Monday. That's the highest number to do so in a single day. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon met in Abuja Monday with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari and promised solidarity in the fight against insecurity, unemployment, and corruption. Mr. Ban spoke of the security situation in the northeast as the government attempts to quell the Boko Haram insurgency.
The humanitarian situation in the northeast is particularly worrying. We are working with partners on the ground to scale up humanitarian operations. I congratulated President Buhari on the efforts to protect and uphold the rights of displaced persons.
Meanwhile, a young female suicide bomber Tuesday killed at least five people and wounded dozens in the northeastern town of Damaturu. Although there was no claim of responsibility, suspicion has fallen on Boko Haram, which has used dozens of girls and women to carry out such attacks in recent months. Russian authorities have begun to remove foreign brands of detergent and washing powder from stores, claiming they pose health risks. The Consumer Protection Agency said in a statement Tuesday that the recent inspections of selected goods by top foreign brands such as Colgate-Palmolive and Procter & Gamble have found high levels of toxic ingredients. Moscow has extended its ban earlier this month on selected food imports from EU and other countries. Meanwhile, the companies listed by the Consumer Protection Agency have not immediately reacted to the allegations. Health researchers say there are now nearly 47 million people living with dementia globally. That's up from 35 million in 2009. They warn that without a medical breakthrough, the number will likely double every 20 years. The report was issued Tuesday. Researchers from the Alzheimer's Disease International say 58% of all people with dementia live in developing countries. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.